Greetings, Sojourners. My name is Reverend Thea. A colleague and friend of mine, Reverend Michelle Love, recently asked me to put a short synopsis together about the changing of the ages. Since the 1960s, we've been hearing about the coming of the age of Aquarius. Well, welcome to the new world, brothers and sisters. All is in divine timing. To meet the times of the age of Aquarius, I believe we also need to understand some about the age of Pisces. This is the period of the past 2100, give or take a few years, of evolution that now overlaps with the new age of Aquarius. The ages move through a full cycle of the 12 constellations of the zodiac within a period of approximately 26,000 years. Each age having a different time cycle, since each constellation has a unique size and configuration. There are varying opinions about the time cycles of ages and the bridge period between them when the characteristics and virtues of both ages coexist. That is the period that we are in now, or it's believed we're in now, is moving from the Piscean age to the Aquarian age. Some people believe that period of time can be 100 years, it can be 800 years. I can tell you, from my opinion, this is where we're at, in that bridge period. Since I'm not a scientist or an expert on the universe's movement, I reflect here my own research and analysis of the changing of the ages, and my opinion based on the psycho-spiritual impact of the current times. I am a self-proclaimed futurist who happens on most days to be grateful I volunteered to be here on this planet, as many others have, at this very defining time. This time for the evolution from Piscean, ruled by the planet Neptune and Ray 6 of devotion, to Aquarian times, ruled by Uranus and Ray 7, about freedom and order and ceremony. The Piscean age has been known to be the Jesus era, since around the time when Jesus lived on the earth, based on the sacred text, is when the virtues and characteristics of the Aryan age were coming to an end, and the Piscean virtues of compassion, devotion, defining of the individual, and the birth of current religions took hold. During this time of the past 2100 years, there has been a slow but distinct merging of the East and West. This has not occurred just related to religious beliefs. It has also evolved into the combining of needs, both spiritually and materially, at a global level. In current times, economics, education, leadership, and humanitarian efforts function with a combined effort and are motivated by the passion of the separated geographical regions. The key here is passion, a highly commanding trait of the Piscean age. Some esoterists, me included, believe this is the major contributing factor for the chaos and angst experienced daily across the globe. Piscean times are ruled by the passion and devotion to the one belief by individuals, and letting go of those deep-felt beliefs to embrace the one within the all can create chaos, up to and including violence, by and against the crystallized historic beliefs. If there isn't an inclusion about flexibility for unity, to embrace change and make some room for what's new. What is new? Let's briefly review the virtues and characteristics of the Aquarian age. We are to learn to live by the virtues of love, of brother and sisterhood, unity, integrity, the individual within the group, freedom, equality, and moving from a win-lose to win-win. How do we move to win-win in all arenas? It's from competition to collaboration. No longer striding ahead with "I'll get you before you get me." Does this bring to mind how the bipartisan system isn't working so well in current times in the United States or other countries? Separation is no longer the rule, but still roars from the background. The time is here now for every being to make a choice whether to hold the ground and keep doing what we always have, which brings about getting what we always got, or allowing love to lead to the acceptance and unity. Why do we feel chaotic and confused some of the time? During the overlap periods, such as now, between Piscean and Aquarian ages, there is a variety of illumination energies beaming through all sentient beings and around us. And each of us expresses a unique blend of both Piscean and Aquarian qualities. This has been evolving for centuries, however most visible to us through forced and sometimes willing changes through the most recent century. As many of us remember the 60s and 70s and the coming of the age of Aquarius. I identify with an understanding of the Piscean virtues and was raised in a traditional Christian faith, which I fully embraced as a young child. This moved on to an upheaval for me in my 20s because it became very clear that my life and times didn't fit easily into traditional values. So further along the lifeline, I was drawn to the esoteric or hidden truths of the ageless wisdom. And there I was able to understand and embrace the Aquarian instinctive worth and the value of change and freedom of expression. I tell you this piece of my personal experience because I identify with being a forerunner of my generation, along with many others, assisting to bring forth the true Aquarian times. As a self-proclaimed futurist, I can see and feel the eclectic and group focus of the new age. I also embrace the gift the children bring now onto the planet that will assist in synthesizing the virtues of the Piscean age that no longer serve the whole and still carry forth the useful uniqueness of virtues now expressed through Aquarian traits. So I guess that kind of ends in summary of hope. There's always hope, and with faith, we move forward. Although I know this has been brief, I hope it fills in some of the blanks for those seeking some clarification and your own unique expression of cosmic energy. I am the founder of Divinely One, a not-for-profit organization dedicated to educate and assist individuals and groups with integration of the current changing energies and how these energies can support daily living. I'm grateful that I was able to spend this time with you. And if you have any questions, please see my contact information. Namaste.